Good afternoon. Temperatures continue to climb today despite cloud cover. A southerly breeze is helping out, but that's also bringing in some moisture. And as a result, we're having some passing rain and snow showers today. Nothing too long-lasting or steady in terms of precipitation, but any snow showers across the higher terrain could dust the ground, while most locations make it above freezing enough for the snowflakes to melt on contact if they do fall at all. Scattered rain showers will be possible into the early evening hours. Overnight tonight, with mostly cloudy skies and in-between disturbances, temperatures will not drop off all that much, and most everyone will have overnight lows in the lower 30s. With that higher starting point, we'll manage to get through the 30s and into the 40s during the day tomorrow. Another disturbance will approach from the west with an increasing southwest wind, gusty at times over 20. This will push in more moisture, and scattered rain showers are possible during Tuesday afternoon. Blustery and colder weather behind this system for the day on Wednesday, back into the 30s with a northwest breeze and a mix of sun and clouds. With high pressure building in, we'll have mostly sunny skies with temperatures holding in the upper 20s on Thursday. At this point, we'll have a bigger and more substantial warm-up toward the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend, with a bigger storm developing in the middle of the country and heading through the Great Lakes. Skies will be mostly cloudy on Friday, a passing rain shower possible with highs in the upper 30s to around 40, then a more decent shot of steady rain coming through on Saturday with highs even near the 50-degree mark. Somewhat cooler, but still around 40 with mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the work week across the Pacific Northwest will start out with some general rain and mountain snow across the higher peaks of the Washington Cascades and the Northern Rockies. By tomorrow, however, a cold front moving inland will bring increased moisture to much of the Northwest, with heavy rainfall along the Washington, Oregon, and Northern California coasts, and heavy snowfall in the mountains. For much of the Cascades and Northern Rockies, upwards of a foot, maybe 2 feet of snow possible. Winter storm watches, warnings, and winter weather advisories have been issued for the Northwest. Meanwhile, moisture streaming northward from the Gulf of Mexico will keep showers and thunderstorms in the forecast across the southern plains and the Gulf Coast states the next couple of days. Heavy rainfall is expected to develop across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Tennessee Valley tomorrow, as a warm front lifts northward into the region and a low pressure center develops across Texas. The heaviest rain should focus along the boundary from the Ark-La-Tex region into the Tennessee Valley, where as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain may be possible tomorrow and into Wednesday. There's also a slight risk for flash flooding in this region as a result. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few rain showers, upper 40s. Boston cloudy, a few rain or snow showers in the mid 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain showers and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 20, the record high, 60, set in 1921, and the record low, 9 below zero, in 1919. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few light snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. A few snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few rain showers for the rest of the afternoon and temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few light rain or snow showers this afternoon and temperatures in the mid-30s. Cloudy with a couple of snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies with a few scattered rain showers today, perhaps a snow shower across the highest terrain with temperatures in the middle 30s. More clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a couple of rain showers today and highs in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with readings in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and milder with scattered rain showers mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Wednesday mid-30s. Mostly sunny but cold on Thursday in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy, a passing rain shower Friday in the upper 30s, and rain likely on Saturday as we push into the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy with highs near 40 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.